Sandro Isaac is a native of Brazil and relocated in the U.S. in 1999. Stork M.I.A. is his first children's book, but not the last story he wants to tell. Hi, Sandro.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. What led you to write Stork M.I.A.?
In 2008, I had to take a break from acting because both my vocal cords were paralyzed. And, you know, it went for most of the year. So there was a lot of staying at home, and there wasn't much to do. And all of a sudden, I decided I wanted to create something, tell some stories. So I started, you know, writing some kids' stories for my nieces and my goddaughter. And one day, somebody sent me this YouTube trailer of a Pixar animated movie about storks. Basically, it's Pixar's take on where babies come from. It got me thinking. I mean, it's like, I never really liked the stork concept. It makes me think, okay, why is it that it is so hard for people to tell kids where they come from? But then I realized, you know, I'm a gay man, and in my reality, when I have a kid, I'm either going to adopt the kid or my kid is going to be delivered through a surrogate mother. And I probably will use the stork story myself. So I realized it is, you know, something that kids need. I started working on that, and basically the stork also, like, developed into the whole idea. It doesn't matter where we are, you know, where we come from, who we are, who our parents are, we all have a stork. I mean, somehow it's like the kid's version of equality, maybe, not trying to be political, but being. You know, it was a good way of creating some kind of a universe for children of same gender couples and for LGBT kids, because they're mostly reading books from Borrowed universes. And when I was a kid, I grew up and reading a lot of, you know, picture books, and I loved it. You know, it was to love escaping into this private universe that seemed to have been written for me. And I felt the need of doing something for them, and the stork seemed somehow the perfect vehicle. So I ended up writing the book, and I actually, you know, all modest aside, I kind of liked what I was doing. When my voice came back, a good 10 to 11 months later, I felt that I actually wanted to get the book out there. I didn't want to be the only one carrying it. It became a little bit of a home project I thought needed to go into the world. And, you know, so I started thinking of how to publish it, and I realized, you know what, I'm going to self-publish it. I really like these characters, and I would love to see them grow and follow them, and I decided to turn it into actually not only a book, but the first book of a children's book series for mostly same-gender couples, kids. So I created the Dad-Dad, Mom-Mom children's book series. And yeah, so that's basically how it came to be.
Could you tell us a little bit about the book?
Sure. Stork M.I.A., and by M.I.A. I do mean Missing in Action, is the first book of the Dad Dad Mom Mom book series. And I like to think of it as a pilot of the series where you get to know all the characters, or at least all the main characters that are going to be. And the plot is basically Dad and Dad, you know, going around the world trying to find the stork. It is kind of a tough journey, and as they are a little, you know, having a little trouble not finding the stork, Mom and Mom call in and say, hey, we know where the stork is. I'm not going to give away the ending, but it is a fun story.
What are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on marketing the book, trying to get the book out there. I'm doing everything by myself. So I always thought that the hard part would be creating the book, but I had no idea how hard marketing a book could be, especially when it is your first book and you don't have any kind of a reputation. People don't know who you are. So it is my first time really reaching out, trying to talk to not only the community, but any kind of a community about something that I did. And I'm kind of relying on passion here. My passion for this work and what I think this book can do for our community and kids in general, even the kids of straight couples or single parents, you know, as far as educating them about this modern world and all types of families. And I think, yeah, it is my passion that is driving me and getting me to get my book out there. But there's also, you know, every time I see a kid reading my book and their reactions, which most of the time is very positive, it's like a refuel. It's more energy to keep me going and getting the book out there.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I like to think that my book is my commitment. Because my book is, you know, it talks about family, and I think that it is people in the community to know and be reminded that there is the possibility of family. It is not just, you know, just an idea or of a dream for the future. It is something happening now. There is even like a children's book market out there. It reminds us that, like, well, yes, it is real. For so long, being gay and being out relied on partying and, you know, being fabulous, which is great. You know, it gives us like this amazing character and personality that makes us unique. But at the same time, there is this new way of having a family. It's not only family, but there is a possibility of family. It stops being news. It stops being something that is online. It becomes something that is in their lives. And that might be some incentive for people to educate themselves and, you know, and communicate. And I feel like that through education and communication, that brings the community, you know, closer together and gives us the strength we need to, you know, achieve what we need to achieve and what we deserve.
What are your hopes for our LGBT community in the Obama administration?
I do want to see a little bit more of the passion and bravery I saw during the Obama campaign time. And Obama especially, you know, get out of the mediating position, because our rights are not about mediation, because this is not a mediation if we are the only ones that have something to lose. I mean, honestly, I just want to see this administration remembering us. I mean, sure, it is like they have a lot on their plate, and all minorities are trying to be loud because we need to be remembered. Fine, we'll keep being loud so they will remember us, but I don't think we should remind them why us. You know, why they need to help us. It is a right. And I would like to see them take the initiative and tackle the LGBT matters instead of just waiting until it becomes this unavoidable pressure that they have to deal with. I wouldn't mind a little bit of a separation between church and state either, like have a little bit of emphasis on that. Maybe that's what I'm going to wish for Hanukkah.
LGBT teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers. How can we turn this around and send out a positive message to these kids?
My experience growing up, there is always the feeling different, and there is bullying, and, you know, some families have some trouble accepting that. But there are a lot of people trying to help, and there are programs that try to help. I mean, my personal opinion, what's really missing is an example. You know, it is like getting these kids to understand that being gay does not mean the end. If they understand that being gay means that, does not mean that because they're gay, they cannot be a good parent, or they cannot be a good athlete, a good professional, a good friend, a good person, that there is a possibility of, you know, having a life being gay, and they see examples, that's going to be their strength to fight. I mean, I don't think they give up because they don't want to fight. They just don't really know what to fight for. You know, the same way that our community wants to be accepted by the outsiders, we need to accept each other the way we are. And we need to set an example for these kids. We have the responsibility of setting a good example. That is part of them seeing that they can go somewhere nice. So I feel like that is really important.
How can people get information about Stork MIA?
Well, they can go to the website, www.daddadmommom.com. They can go to our Dad Dad Mom Mom Facebook page. There's also Twitter. And, yeah, but I think the website is the best part. You get to read a little bit about the characters and the story. You know, find out a little bit about this new universe that I'm trying to create.
How will you be spending your summer?
Well, I'm planning on going to P-Town for family week and try to read my book to, you know, even though I don't have a kid yet, I would love to read my book, see the kids' reactions, and stay in that beautiful place and eat a lot of ice cream, because that's a strong part of the summer.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through times like these?
Yes, I do. I have this Brazilian quote: no fim tudo dá certo, se as coisas ainda não estão certas, é porque ainda não é o fim. In the end, everything will be okay. If things are not okay yet, it's not the end yet.